From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, amid a severe crunch, the government secures more urea and urea water solution from Vietnam and Australia and begins cracking down on hoarding the products. The reproduction rate for COVID-19 hits the highest figure since mid-July. And Democratic Party presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung proposes a one-on-one debate with People Power Party candidate Yoon Sung-yeol, while Yoon says the election will be a war against corruption. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. The government has secured 200 tons of urea from Vietnam, set to arrive next week. The development and other measures were discussed during a meeting of officials led by First Vice Finance Minister Lee Ok-won on Monday amid a supply shortage of urea water solution, a key material used in diesel vehicles to reduce emissions. Aside from the 200 tons of urea from Vietnam, 27,000 liters of urea water solution will be brought in from Australia, an increase of 7,000 liters from a previous commitment. Seoul is in talks with other countries to import another 10,000 tons of urea. While South Korea relies heavily on China for urea, which recently tightened export restrictions, the government plans to continue requesting that Beijing accelerate customs for Seoul's previously secured imports. The government has begun cracking down on the practice of cornering and hoarding urea and urea water solution. The Ministry of Environment announced on Monday that it launched an interagency team to block any market disruption activities and the illegal sale of the products. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy, the Fair Trade Commission, the National Tax Service, and the Korea National Police Agency will take part in the joint crackdown, which will continue until the end of the year. Under the ban, the producers, importers, and sellers will face a maximum prison sentence of 3 years or a fine of up to 100 million won if the amount of their stored products exceeds 10% of their previous average monthly sales volume. President Moon Jae-in has called for all available means to be taken, both at home and overseas, in securing a stable supply of urea water solution, a key material used in diesel vehicles to reduce emissions. At a meeting with his aides on Monday, Moon ordered a crackdown on hoarding and called for public reserves to be put to use to better manage the domestic supply. The president also directed that diplomatic efforts be made to secure the solution from overseas. The government said Monday that the reproduction rate for COVID-19 rose to 1.2 last week, hitting the highest figure since mid-July. Lee Sung-woo, a senior official at the Ministry of Interior and Safety, said in a government meeting that the rate has risen for the past 3 weeks. It refers to the average number of people one COVID-19 patient infects, with a number at or over one, meaning that the virus is spreading. The official added that average COVID-19 infections per day came to 2,133 last week, the largest since the fifth week of September. It surpassed 2,000 again for the first time in 5 weeks. He said the daily average of critically ill patients marked 365 last week, up 9.6% from the previous week. An average of 18 people died last week, most of them over 60. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 1,760 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, including 27 from overseas. The daily tally fell by over 460 from the previous day, apparently due to fewer tests over the weekend. The figure is expected to rise well above 2,000 by midweek amid increased travel and gatherings following eased restrictions. Competition in next year's presidential race is heating up after the country's two major political parties confirmed their respective candidates. Ruling Democratic Party candidate Lee Jae-myung said on Monday that competition among the candidates is the driving force for national development. He proposed that he and main opposition People Power Party candidate Yoon Sung-yeol hold a one-on-one debate on policies aimed at improving people's livelihoods. After paying his respects at Seoul National Cemetery as the party candidate, Yoon attended a party Supreme Council meeting for the first time, where he said the election will be a war against corruption. Stating that the most recent Seongnam land development scandal is only the tip of the iceberg, Yoon stressed that the public wants not only a change of administration, but political reform. The Corruption Investigation Office for High-Ranking Officials has booked main opposition People Power Party presidential candidate Yoon Sung-yeol for allegedly ordering the documentation of judges' traits on politically sensitive cases while he was chief prosecutor. A local civic group that filed a complaint against Yoon and five others on charges of power abuse and violating the privacy law in June confirmed on Monday that the CIO had booked the candidate on October 22nd. The group alleged that Yoon was responsible for the document, supposedly drawn up using illegal surveillance in February last year. The group believes that the files were made to secure a favorable outcome for the prosecution in politically sensitive cases, such as the one surrounding former Justice Minister Cho Guk. Yoon is also accused of preventing investigations into the alleged documentation. The CIO is currently investigating three other cases against Yoon, including one on alleged political meddling ahead of last year's general elections. The National Election Commission will open registration on Tuesday for preliminary candidates vying to run in next year's by-elections. The by-elections will be held on March 9th, the same day as the presidential election, in districts with a vacancy resulting from the annulment of an election win or an elected official's resignation or death through January 31st, 2022. Four districts, Jongro and Seocho-ae in Seoul, Anseong in Gyeonggi Province, and Sangdang in Changju, North Chuncheong Province, have so far been confirmed. Parliamentary seats in Seoul's Jongro and Seocho-ae districts were previously held by former ruling Democratic Party leader Lee Nak-yeon and main opposition People Power Party representative Yoon Hee-suk, respectively, before they resigned. Former DP representatives Lee Kyu-min and Chung Jong-soon lost their respective seats in Anseong and Sangdang on election law violations. The government has decided to expand high-level communication with the United States to enhance the cooperative partnership in ensuring stable semiconductor supply chains. The government announced the decision after an economic strategy meeting on Sunday, a day before the deadline by which the U.S. government asked major chip makers to submit information to address the global chip shortage. The government discussed responses to the U.S. request in the meeting chaired by Finance Minister Hong Nam-ki. In late September, the U.S. Commerce Department asked global semiconductor manufacturers to submit supply chain information, including inventory data and clients, by November 8th. This triggered concern that trade secrets could be leaked. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 9.07 points, or 0.31% on Monday, closing the day at 2,960.20. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ rose, however, gaining 1.15 points, or 0.11%, to close at 1,002.50. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalkin.